Suffragette movie sparks new claims of sexism.
For the first time, the story of the suffragettes is told in a feature-length film with an all-star cast. It has reignited a century-old debate: direct action or the art of persuasion? "Oh, golly," said actor Helena Bonham Carter as protesters swarmed the red carpet of her latest film premiere. But she went on signing posters and posing for photos undeterred. "I'm glad our film has done something," she said later. "That's exactly what it's there for." The activists were protesting against cuts to services to help female victims of domestic violence. Before being removed by security, they lay on the ground chanting, "Dead women can't vote." They were fighting, they said, in the spirit of the women the film focused on, the suffragettes. It has been over a century since feminists in Britain fast united to campaign for the right to vote. They were led by the indomitable Pankhurst family, who founded the movement's militant arm, the WSPU. The women drew attention to their cause by chaining themselves to railings of government buildings, setting fire to postboxes, defacing portraits in the National Gallery, and even planting bombs in Westminster Abbey. In 1913, Emily Davison was killed while trying to attach a WSPU banner to the King's Horse during the Epsom Derby. The methods were controversial. They certainly brought more attention to the cause than the non-violent factions had ever achieved. And for those on hunger strike in prison, the horrors of forced feeding elicited sympathy. But others felt they had gone too far. "This was no way," said some, "to convince men that women were rational enough to be trusted with a vote." The First World War put a stop to the campaign, and women across the country began taking on jobs previously done by men. When the war ended, women over 30 were finally granted the vote. For decades, the story has barely been represented on film. But the makers of Suffragettes say they are glad to right that injustice. "It's a film to mark the achievement of what these women did and what they gave to us," said the film's main actor, Carey Mulligan. "But it also highlights where we are in the world. We still live in a society that's sexist." Deeds, not words. "There is no longer a need for militant action," say some. "Yes, women still face inequality, but legally they have been equal to men for some time. Angry voices and a disruptive attitude only put people off a serious issue. The time has come for a calmer, more collaborative approach to politics, which includes everyone in a rational debate." But others disagree. Women have been asking for equal treatment for well over 100 years, but still they are paid less than men. They continue to disproportionately suffer violence at the hands of men. Loud protest and extreme demonstrations force people to stop ignoring the issue. It is the only way to effect real change.